Why are giant teddy bears so popular amongst every generation? Anyone who has ever owned a teddy bear will know the answer to this question, and many people can attest that they make great playmates and are great listeners and reliable friends. Teddies can take us off guard since some people remember their childhood toys as they age. What about this simple yet lovely toy that we find so appealing? Bears in the wild are not cute and cuddly, rather, they are ferocious creatures that strike fear in people's hearts and are completely to blame for a sizable number of yearly human fatalities. Particularly in their formative years, some kids develop a special bond with a particular bear. Kids start to recognize and interact with the outside environment at this age. During this period of learning, the bear's warmth and sense of security are quite helpful. Children won't view their mother's departure in this way as abandonment because they will be more ready to go outside now that they are aware of the bear they have. The expression, which first originated in the 1950s, alludes to the things that, after the first 6 months of existence, children highly value and that help them comprehend the eternal cosmos. Children start to move from a state of total dependence on their mothers to one of increasing independence at this age. To make this transition easier, kids frequently develop bonds with one specific teddy bear. Babies can learn to identify themselves from their mothers without feeling rejected because of the protection the toy offers. Another item that can be used to invent stories is teddy bears. Playing like this encourages creative thinking. The youngster also talks and occasionally expresses himself with toys, both of which foster emotional development. The tool also allows kids to classify novel emotions that they are still learning how to handle, including rage and impatience. The child can express affection and feel more at ease when they interact with the teddy bear. How was it discovered? While in the woods, Theodore Roosevelt and his hunting friends encountered several wild animals and later encountered a helpless bear. The hunting party asked the president to shoot the bear, but he declined. Whether it was genuine or not, Clifford Berryman made a cartoon about this amazing deed when it quickly gained recognition, and a toy store owner in Brooklyn decided to call his stuffed bear toy Teddy Bear. Naturally, he only did this after getting the president's assent. People quickly forgot this and stopped referring to them as teddy bears. Now that you know how teddy bears were created, we can discuss why people enjoy them so much. A bear has been severely anthropomorphized or given many human traits to make it more appealing to people. They may appear to be actual bears despite having traits similar to those of a human child. They are kind, cute, and want to be your buddy. Even in their 40s, people frequently have at least one teddy bear in their bedroom. This is the key justification for why many people sleep with their teddy bears. This is particularly true given that teddy bears have developed into the perfect gift for anyone to convey their sorrow, love, or friendship over time. Giant teddy bears are no different. Teddy bears of all sizes may make attractive gifts and stylish accessories, so giant teddy bears aren't any different. Teddy may act as a protector for children, and it makes sense why a larger bear may make a better companion and protector. Because of this, kids regularly act in social ways that are usually only acceptable for animated beings like humans and pets. Thus, it's typical for a teddy to have a name or for your youngster to communicate with their teddy. Teddy bears today exist in various sizes, so even the biggest ones, or those a little more modern than their traditional cousins, are regularly seen. To meet everyone's taste, there are teddies made of unusual materials and clothed in various ensembles based on what was fashionable at the time. Until which age should you have a giant teddy bear? Teddy bears make excellent gifts for kids of all ages. This attachment to the transitional object normally dissipates organically and gradually between the ages of 3 and 5. Even if their attachment to it lasts a little longer than this, the young child can show their love and affection through the toy, which makes it secure. It's important to pay attention when a young child prefers to play alone with their teddy bear rather than take part in group activities because this could be an indication of socialization problems. To conclude, you must provide your child with access to a reliable friend, regardless of whether a teddy bear symbolizes safety or takes you back to happier times in your life. Even though it might not be typical to encounter a huge bear, your child will certainly find a way to value it and play with it.